Welcome to Doc Talk, where we discuss all things doctoral. Been there, done that? Then we want to hear from you. Want to be there? Want to do that? Then this is the place to be. Still trying to figure it all out? Yeah, so am I. So come on, let's do this. Let's venture beyond a master's.
Welcome to Doc Talk. Today is episode number 31, and okay, so this is going to be a little bit of a different episode. First of all, my equipment is doing some weird stuff, so I'm not really sure how this is going to sound once it's all recorded, but I figured we'll just go with this plan B, because my microphone doesn't seem to want to be working. My normal microphone doesn't seem to be wanting to work. And I was wondering if it's just the cables, but now I'm thinking it's the actual microphone itself. So here I am using a different method of recording, and I'm glad to be here. And I want to share with you that I had a chance this past week to meet with two of the previous guests that we've had on the podcast. So who are those two individuals? The first is Katie Matthew. You all might remember back in December of 2020, Katie's features were during episodes number 18 and 19 back in December. And at the time when she and I did the original call, she was a lieutenant colonel in the Army looking forward to being promoted. And as I visited with her in person this past week, she is in fact a full bird. We talked about the difference between a lieutenant colonel and a full bird colonel. She is now a full bird colonel, so that was really exciting. Now, even more exciting than that is the fact that she just submitted her 175-page, 41,000-word dissertation to her committee this past week. I think it was the 24th, so that was just yesterday. So she and I visited yesterday, and I didn't realize that that had transpired that morning when I visited with her in the afternoon. So I thought that was really awesome. How exciting for her. So she hasn't crossed the finish line yet, but she anticipates being complete and everything done and defense complete by, I think it's like mid to late April. So we're really excited for Katie with that. She's earning her Master of Business Administration. She earned her Master of Business Administration from K-State back in 2009, Bachelor of Science in Sociology from West Point, the United States Military Academy, in 2000. And right now she is in the process of earning her Doctor of Philosophy at George Mason University. So her dissertation, the title is Duty and Responsibility, Understanding Work-Family Conflict for Multi-Generational Households. So yeah, it's really exciting. I could see the joy and the excitement in her face as she shared that with me. So it was great seeing her, and definitely check out the social media group page. Well, the group, the Doctoral Collaborative, but also Doc Talk: Venturing Beyond a Master's, to see a photo or two of Katie and I as we visited this past week. Now, I also had a chance to catch up with Mr. Patrick Mather. And if you'll remember from episodes 13 and 14, that ever since I've known him, he's always been Pat Mather to me. So it almost kind of a one word name, but he's better known as Patrick Mather. So he, his features aired back in October and November of 2020, and those were episodes number 13 and 14. During that time, we talked about his time in the clinical psychology program at the Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences. Wow, that is definitely a mouthful. There, he's still serving as a foreign service officer with the State Department, and he's a veteran of the Army, currently still serving in the reserves, alongside with his duties with the State Department. And he's a classmate of mine from West Point. So that was a good time catching up with him as well. We have a class reunion coming up in September. So of course we're going to be seeing a lot of our classmates then, but it was kind of neat to run into him. Now, interestingly, Katie is a year ahead of both of us. So she graduated from the Academy in 2000. So I knew her then. I don't know if she knows Pat or not, but there you have it. So yeah, really great opportunity visiting with each of them and hearing what they're up to currently. So definitely be sure to go to the Facebook group and the Facebook page and check out photos from my visits with them. Oh, what else can I tell you? Yes, pretty short episode today. We'll have some folks on the line to include Pamela Cohen. She's going to be our guest speaker for essential oils and how not just adult learners, but learners from any age can tap into the power of essential oils and how best to use those to promote the like an optimal, I guess, state or optimal optimal performance in the area of academics, whether it's reducing anxiety, relaxing, calming, you know, a nervous stomach down, anything like that. So if you have questions, please don't hesitate to post them to the group because we'd love to have her to address questions from you all as well. Because the whole point of this podcast is to help you all. Help the listeners. So thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to having Pamela on here. Hopefully, I think next week we'll be able to connect. So have a great night. It's late, I know, and just, gosh, I really hope I figure this technical stuff out with my microphone because it's a really, really good microphone. It's an ATR 2100, which is good quality, but not astronomical in terms of cost. So it's been functioning for me just great, and I'd hate to purchase a new one, especially if, oh gosh, if it's, you know, the little blue LED light isn't even coming on anymore. But I'm wondering if it's just the cables, which I don't think, because I've used two different types of cables to connect it to my handheld recorder. But each time, and I've even, you know, it works on, I think, what they call phantom power. So I think that means it's drawing the power from my handheld recorder to be able to power itself. But my blue power light doesn't come on, even when it is in the on position. So I don't know. I don't know what happened to it. I hope it's not broken. Oh, well. Okay, well, that's all I've got for you today. And have a great night.
This is your host, Allison Marchine, and I'm so glad you were here. And I'm looking forward to the next time. Let's do this again.